Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
And we are off the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And we've got a lot to get into. High school football championship week is upon us.
True playoffs, where you actually determine it on the field who the winner is. Not in a committee room, true playoffs in the state of Georgia.
I'm assuming that you're alluding to the college football playoffs.
I'm assuming, I said the state of Georgia has a true playoff system. They don't have a bunch of blowhards that don't know anything about football that set up in a room and determine who plays for a championship. Well, that's what I said.
We'll discuss that a little bit later. Personally, I thought the playoff committee got it right. I thought they did a fantastic job. They made filet mignon out of a whole bunch of garbage that was sitting there in front of them. You know, at the end of the day, this is what I'll tell the teams that didn't get in. Win all your games.
Okay. Well, one that didn't get in did. So that argument doesn't hold water.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Golden Coast Golf Carts, by Southeast Georgia Health System, and by Wild Adventures.
Golden Coast Golf Carts is the premier golf cart rental and sales company in South Georgia. And we have inventory, both new and used, club car and star dealer. And we will deliver no matter where you are, 912-275-7725. Electric, gas, lifted, standard, we have them all. Golden Coast Golf Carts will beat any manufacturer's price and most prices below MSRP. Golden Coast Golf Carts in Brunswick at the end of the St. Simons Island Causeway. GoldenCoastGolfCarts.com.
If you win all your games, you don't have anything to complain about. That's typically the way that works. What we'll do is we'll talk about the high school football playoffs. By the way, for those folks that have been living under a rock, I told you this, the listener, at the beginning of the season. Jason Bishop said this to you, and what I said was the folks over in Valdosta, they believe that in Valwood, they have a team that is good enough to beat the unbeatable John Millage Academy Trojans.
They did it.
And what happened?
Not just beat them, blew them out.
Beat them by 3 touchdowns.
Well, that's good to see. I'm glad that happened. You don't like to see the same team win, go 4 or 5 years without losing a game?
They won 2019, they won 2020, 2021, 2022. 4 straight.
So that's what, like 60 straight wins or something like that?
Yeah, it's something more than what Georgia's got or had.
That's huge.
I mean, in high school football, that's a whole class of nothing but W's.
Yes. You're a senior. If you graduate in 2023 from John Millage, that means, and you're a football player, that means you didn't lose a high school football game your whole entire high school career.
That's right. That's impressive.
That is impressive.
So in some of the other games that are being played in the GHSA, Bowdoin versus Manchester. Go ahead and write this down and get a pen or a marker or something permanent and write it down. Manchester ain't losing that game. Manchester is tough.
I got them circled on my sheet.
You should have them circled. Circle them again.
I'll put a double circle on them.
There you go. Swainsboro versus Prince Avenue in the GHSA Division I single-A classification. You remember, Kip, now Swainsboro, they hit a little rough patch at the end of the season, and it looked like that maybe they weren't what we thought they were, and they got in the playoffs, and they flipped that switch, and they went through everybody. Prince Avenue is just not everybody, though.
Prince Avenue is who we thought they were, and they're going to be state champions.
I'm taking Swainsboro.
All right, I'll take Prince Avenue.
I'm taking Swainsboro to get that done. In AA, Rockmart is going to run into a buzzsaw called the Pierce County Bears. Rockmart's a good football team, but what they got over in Blackshear, nah.
State championship coming to Blackshear. Get the parade ready.
Yeah, Coach Heron doing a good job over there. I want to say the other Coach Heron, but, I mean, he's winning state. He's going deep in winning state titles every year over there.
Yeah, doing a fantastic job.
In AAA, Savannah Christian versus Cedar Grove. Kip sat here and told you at the beginning of the year that Savannah Christian wasn't any good. That's not what I
–
you said that.
That's, who said that?
You said that. That's not what I told you, and here's Savannah Christian playing for a state title.
Dude, you picked Carver to beat Savannah Christian last week. I picked Savannah Christian.
I'm just telling you that
– Oh, man, here we go. You sound like the dang playoff committee.
That's you at the beginning of the season. Savannah Christian isn't very good. And here they are playing for state title.
You picked them to lose last week to Carver of Columbus right here on this show. Go back and play the tape. You sound like Boo Corrigan.
I don't know who Boo Corrigan is.
Nobody else does either outside of, well, he's the most hated man in America right now
in the
state of Florida.
I'm taking Cedar Grove in that game.
I'm taking Savannah Christian.
Oh, now you're going to jump on Savannah Christian bandwagon.
Last week.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Now you're on the Savannah Christian bandwagon.
Not like you. I don't contradict myself.
Are
you sure you're not on the college football playoff?
I should be. In 4A, Perry versus Stockbridge. Here's a true story for you. The Stockbridge head coach, by the way, he told his players at the beginning of the season when they were going through summer workouts, whatever you have planned for Thanksgiving, cancel those plans because we're going to be playing for a state title, which means we're playing through Thanksgiving. If you're on this team, you will be here for Thanksgiving.
Well, good. Then they're going to turn right around for 2 weeks before Christmas and lose to Perry.
I like Perry to win this game as well.
I like Perry.
Yeah, me too. In 5A, Coffee versus Creeks. I talk about bandwagon fans. This guy sitting right next to me. The number one team in the state. The number one team in 5A. The number one team in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings for weeks now. This guy sitting right beside me picked them to lose last week in the Final Four. They did not.
I did pick them to lose.
And now here they are in the state final about to win a state title they're about to do.
They're trying to win their first, and they're going to get it. I think they beat Creekside.
Oh, now you're on that bandwagon.
I thought the Carters.
Today is National Kip Joins Your Bandwagon Day.
I thought
day.
The Cartersville trip was going to be too taxing on the team with all the logistics involved.
If you've got a bandwagon that you want Kip to join, he's game.
Okay.
Thomas County Central versus Woodward Academy. Let me be honest with you. If you were to sit there and tell me at the beginning of the season, or I'll even do the beginning of the playoffs, that Woodward Academy was going to be playing for a state title, I'd have told you no, that's not going to happen. They're there. They're playing Thomas County Central.
And they're going to be runner-up.
And I think it's going to be a tough go against Thomas County Central, who, by the way, Kit Branch picked against last week again. And now they're in the state finals.
Who did I pick them against?
Whoever they played.
Oh, I did not pick them to lose the
Bears. Yes, you did.
No, I did.
You picked them to lose to Douglas County.
They played Marist.
Woodward Academy played Marist.
You sure?
Positive.
Okay.
This is what I do.
All right. We're going to check that during the break.
Do that. In 7A, Milton versus Walton. No Buford, no Colquitt, no Grayson. Milton, pretty good program. Walton, pretty good program. Both, blue bloods in 7A.
Milton won a state championship just a couple of years ago.
Yeah, they did. And I will take them to win another one.
I'm going to roll with Walton.
Are you now?
Yeah, I'll see. I mean, they seem to be. I watched that game against Camden last week.
Yeah.
That was a weird game. I mean, it's 8-0 or 21-28-7 or something. Camden gets right back in the football game, and then Walton pulled away late. So I like Walton in this game.
Yeah, some of the Camden fans have been emailing me telling me that they would really like you to acknowledge them on the air, by the way.
Acknowledge other teams when they beat you, and then you'll get the respect you deserve.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. The GHSA High School Football Playoffs will crown champions next week in Single A Division II, Bowdoin versus Manchester. Division I will be Swainsboro versus Prince Avenue. In Double A, Rockmart and Pierce. Triple A, Savannah Christian and Cedar Grove. In 4A, Perry and Stockbridge. Coffee and Creekside will play for the 5A title. Thomas County Central and Woodward Academy square off in 6A. And in 7A, Milton and Walton. In the GISA, Valwood knocked off undefeated John Millage to win the AAA title. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery to get you back in the game quickly and safely. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons work with everyone from weekend warriors to high school and professional athletes. We'll design a game plan just for you. We'll help you navigate diagnosis, treatment, surgery, and physical therapy using the latest techniques and technology. And we'll even show you the best ways to prevent future injuries. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to learn more and schedule your appointment. That's 912-466-7340.
Introducing Wild Adventures Christmas Wild and Bright, powered by Colquitt EMC. Sparkling with over 2 million lights and one brilliant holiday wonder after another, including the all-new Carol of the Animals Lake Show, featuring seven towering magical Christmas trees. It's our biggest, brightest, wildest celebration ever. November 18th through December 31st. Get Christmas in all of 2024 with a season pass at wildadventures.com. Right now, save $25 per pass.
Golden Coast Golf Carts is the premier golf cart rental and sales company in South Georgia, and we have inventory, both new and used, Club Car and Star Dealer, and we will deliver no matter where you are. 912-275-7725. Electric, gas, lifted, standard, we have them all. Golden Coast Golf Carts will beat any manufacturer's price and most prices below MSRP. Golden Coast Golf Carts in Brunswick at the end of the St. Simons Island Causeway. GoldenCoastGolfCarts.com.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show, and I'm Kip Branch, the ratings guy.
Okay.
Now, now we get ready to go through it's something as subjective as the college football playoff rankings.
They
the
actually,
Jason Bishop High School Football Power Rankings.
They actually emailed me and asked me for the formula. The playoff committee did, and I sent it to them. They used it.
That's what happened.
Okay. Yeah, that's the truth. That is the absolute truth. Okay. So for those folks that aren't familiar with the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, what I do is I rank the top 10 teams, or I have a formula that I put numbers in that ranks the top 10 teams across all classifications in the state of Georgia. Just because it ranks a team higher than another team, it's not saying that that team can beat that team. It's just saying they've done better in their schedule. Make sense?
Whatever.
Great. Out of the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings this week, two teams fall out. The Camden County Wildcats, who had gotten back in, they fall out.
And you sitting here talking about show them respect, and you drop them out.
I didn't drop them out. The formula dropped them out.
Oh, okay.
Also out, the Cook County Hornets, out of the Jason Bishop High School. Yep. Okay, so at number 10, falling five spots, with a 49-14 loss to Prince Avenue, Bryan County falls all the way from 5 to number 10 in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings.
Great season, though.
Absolutely. By the way, this is the next to last edition of the Power Rankings.
Great season.
At number 9, getting back into the rankings after they were out last week. They did not play this week. The Toombs County Bulldogs check in at number 9.
So you dropping teams out that played a week longer in the playoffs to put teams back in that lost out.
That's not what I'm doing.
That is what you're doing.
No, that's not what I'm doing. I'm putting teams in that the formulas say that they deserve to be in.
Okay, boo.
At number 8, also getting back into the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, the Clinch County Panthers in at number 8.
All right.
At number 7, falling 5 spots with a 49-42 loss to Cedar Grove, the Calvary Day Cavaliers fall from 3 to 7.
Another fine season.
Another team that Kip told you at the beginning of the season was not any good. Yeah. At number 6, with a 45-21 loss, falling 4 spots. I had to do the math.
Okay.
Falling 4 spots, the Benedictine Cadets fall from 2 to 6.
Gotcha.
At number 5, moving up 1 spot, not having played a game, at number 5, the Bullock Academy Gators. At number 5. Why are you balling that up?
I'm done.
Don't throw that at my championship.
I'm done. I'm not writing anything else down.
Why?
Finish up your rankings, man.
Why?
Go ahead.
Whatever. At number 4, by the way, we've got a new number 1 this week. Just want to let you know.
Okay.
At number 4.
Bullock Academy.
Yeah, number 5.
Hadn't played in 2 weeks, and you jumped them up over teams that lost in the semifinals. Wow.
That's how the numbers came out. At number 4, moving up 4 spots with a 24-17 win over your friend, the Brooks County Trojans, the Swainsboro Tigers move up 2 spots. Excuse me, move up 4 spots to number 4.
Swainsboro trying to win a state championship.
Yes, they are.
Prince Avenue Christian's going to be tough, though.
They're always tough. At number 3, moving up 1 spot with a 35-7 beatdown of Fitzgerald, the Pierce County Bears move up 1 spot from 4 to 3.
Hold on, they moved up a spot. So you're telling me Coffee has moved down and they're playing for a state championship?
At number 2, falling 1 spot with a 33-18 win over Cartersville, from 1 to 2, the Coffee County Trojans come in at 2, falling 1 spot.
You're definitely Boo Corrigan now.
Again, I'm not sure who that is.
That's the chairman of the college football playoff committee.
Well,
you're Boo.
That must have been the guy that was emailing me for the formula.
You're Boo. You have dropped the team that's been number 1
for several weeks, at least a month.
And you dropped them down after a win on the road in Cartersville, the home of Trevor Lawrence. And you dropped them 1 spot. Wow. Just wow. Go ahead, man. It's your world. We just live in it.
At number 1, moving up 6 spots, in unprecedented 6 spots in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, your new number 1 team with a 42-21 win over John Millage, the Valwood Valiants, who did win a state championship, is your number 1 team this week in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings.
It's your segment.
Let's recap.
It's your segment, man.
Yeah, get your paper away from my championship belt. At number 10,
God,
Bryan County. At number 9, Toombs. At number 8, Clinch. At number 7, Calvary Day. 6, Benedictine. 5, the Bullock Academy Gators. Number 4, Swainsboro. Number 3, Pierce County. Number 2, Coffee. And the number 1 team jumping 6 spots after beating the unbeatable John Miller Trojans, the Valwood Valiants. the number one team in the Jason Bishop High School football top 10 power rankings.
Okay.
How can you argue a team that just won a state championship and in the process beat a team that had not lost in 4 years, how can you argue they don't deserve to be number one?
I'm not arguing anything.
It sounds like to me that you're over there bellyaching.
I'm not bellyaching.
That this team is number one despite the fact they just beat a team that hadn't lost in 4 years to win a state title. See, that's the kind of stuff, that's why you're not on the playoff committee.
Won't you just move Bullock Academy to number two?
It's not a bad idea.
You cheer for your team with our top-notch HVAC services. Whether you need a service call, a maintenance, or a new unit, we at the AC Guys are ready to help. Don't let a faulty AC sideline your enjoyment. Call the AC Guys now and score big on comfort touchdowns this football season.
If you live in the Golden Isles, then chances are you get your fishing pole out a lot. And we all know bait matters. For the best bait shrimp in coastal Georgia, get out to Bennett's Bait. Right off the St. Simon's Causeway at 1 FJ Tourist Causeway. Right on the river, off the third bridge coming off the island. Bennett's Bait has been helping fishermen and women land that big one since 1953. Stop on in or give us a call at 912-230-3229. That's Bennett's Bait.
For years, Bubba Garcia's has been your St. Simon's Island favorite. Fun and Mexican food. And now that fun, great food can be found in Brunswick, too. Now open right across from Mary Ross Park. Saturday and Sunday brunch with bottomless mimosas and Bloody Marys, Taco Tuesdays, Wing Wednesdays, and so much more. All the fun you've come to know from Bubba Garcia's right at the waterfront. BubbaGarcia's.com and on Facebook at Bubba's at Mary Ross Park.
For hometown, honest, friendly service from a name you can trust. Come on in to Bruce Kennedy Tire. For almost 20 years, Bruce Kennedy and family have been taking care of our friends and neighbors in the Golden Isles. 2928 North Street, across from Dollar General. Tires, alignments, minor mechanic, and AC work. 912-264-6578. Pop on in. We'd love to see you. Monday through Thursday, 7 to 4:30, and Fridays, 7 to 3:30. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
Come on down to Catch 228 this football season. 11 TVs so you can see every big play from every big game. And don't forget about our world-famous oysters. Best oysters from Chesapeake Bay to Nova Scotia. So stop on in anytime before the game for happy hour 4 to 6 or your favorite local drafts. Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village. Call 912-634-6228. And check us out on Facebook for specials. Go Dawgs!
The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenIslesPharmacy.com. 912-266-8140, Golden Isles Pharmacy.
Kind of gets me fired up. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Golden Coast Golf Carts, by Southeast Georgia Health System, and by Wild Adventures.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities.
You fussing me about math.
Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. 7340.
And I'm just going on record. This is the Kip Branch Butthurt segment, which is a very popular segment. It has really grown in popularity. I'm just going on record, in case you missed earlier in the show, playoff committee got it right.
Okay. Number five on the butt hurt list this week, the Oregon Ducks.
Oh, man.
All you had to do was live up to the hype. I mean, Jason Bishop said you were going to blow out Washington last week.
I did.
Just going to hammer Washington and be in the college football playoffs. And what do you do, Oregon? You lay a big egg, Ducks.
I see what you did there.
You laid a big egg, and it's in your for Bo Nix. Your whole college career is going to be defined as I couldn't win the big game.
I'm glad you said that because I was thinking about that earlier in the week, trying to remember a big game that Bo Nix won.
Alabama 2019. So on the plains at Auburn. That's the only one I can think of.
Okay.
Number four on the butt hurt list. It's transfer portal week, and it's open wide up.
Over 1,000 players in the portal.
The greatest recruiting class of all time. 2 years ago, 2022 class at Texas A&M. Mm. 2 years, that class has evaporated into the transfer portal, and they finished their careers at Texas A&M with a fine 12-12 record. The greatest recruiting class of all time.
12-12. Some good coaching.
Some fantastic coaching. Another portal casualty or whatever that's taken a toll on is the Florida Gators. Oh, my
goodness.
All signs are pointing to Sunbelt Billy not making it in Gainesville.
I don't know why you don't listen to me. That's another thing you said at the beginning of the season, that they were going to have a good season, and I told you, Kip, they're not going to win six games.
Apparently the culture is bad down there. And, I mean, I saw they did do a good thing this week, though. Florida put out a press release and said, you know, due to their the situation where their brothers up north in Tallahassee wasn't going to get in the college football playoffs, the Gators decided that they were not going to play in a bowl game this year.
Or they weren't eligible.
Well, I mean,
they were 5-7.
You're
seven.
Into semantics again.
It's called math.
I mean, they said that they, out of respect for their brothers up north, they were going to just decline to play in a bowl game.
Dude,
this year.
Let me stop you on the Gators for just a moment.
What?
I was looking at their 2024 schedule.
Who?
Holy God, they might only win four games.
I looked through it yesterday and only saw three.
Samford?
One.
That's the only definite. Everything else, even the four wins are 50-50 games.
Whew.
They've got Georgia, Texas, Florida State, Texas A&M, UCF, Miami.
Oh, they'll beat UCF.
I don't know.
Yeah, they will. Number three on the butt hurt list. How do you go? You're sitting here at 11-0. You go to Michigan and you get busted in the mouth, 11-1, and you know going to end up playing who? Missouri in the Cotton Bowl.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the transfer portal opens, and then Ohio State has a mass exodus. Starting quarterback, starting wide receiver. I mean, dang, they had like five or six big-time starters hit the portal last week.
Which was a little surprising.
Or is something going on behind the scenes in Columbus, Ohio? That
I'll tell you exactly what it is. It's these kids that have certain numbers on their NIL deals, and they've got not maybe an agent, but an advisor that's in their ear that says, why don't you enter the portal? I think you can get more money from somebody else. Because you're a superstar player.
And the gigs kind of run out here because you can't beat Michigan. So we'll get in the portal. And number one on the butt hurt list this week, the passionate college football fan who sit back over the weekend and watch this college football committee and ESPN in cahoots to shaft the Florida State Seminoles.
It's quite a claim you're making over there.
Shaft the Georgia Bulldogs. I mean, come on. How do you go from being the consensus number one team in the country for 24 straight weeks? How all of a sudden you lose by 3 points do you drop completely out of contention? And then Florida State, all they ask you to do is win your games. Playoff committee says, win your games. Power 5 Atlantic Coast Conference champion, 13-0. You get snubbed by the College Football Playoff Committee. The college football fans have had enough. ESPN starting to feel the heat. You got these talking heads on ESPN that had it all worked out. Florida State a week before. Oh, man, you just keep doing what you're doing. There's no way the committee can keep you out. But soon as Alabama beat Georgia, they started trashing the Seminoles. Oh, they're not the same team because they got a quarterback injury. Shame on you, ESPN. Shame on you, Greg McElroy. Shame on you, Kirk Herbstreit. Reese Davis, you're a kook anyway. You're a bunch of clowns. Clowns. College football fans are butthurt because these clowns are ruining the game.
I will admit, I found it comical that you got Greg McElroy talking about elite quarterback play to get into a national championship or to win one. And when he was quarterback at Alabama, he threw for like 55 yards, but he had two running backs that rushed for over 100.
He was 6-for-11 for 58 yards.
They didn't even let him throw the ball 15 times.
Yes, Greg McElroy. He's talking about quarterback play.
I did find that comical.
On ESPN last week. Greg?
Yeah, I found that comical. Okay. I did. And, you know, you made the point about Georgia's been number one for 24 consecutive weeks. I mean, that's impressive. But the playoff committee, their job is not to look at how many years or how many straight games Georgia's been number one. Their job is to evaluate what happened within this year. Georgia won their national championships for those other years for what they did. You can't say, well, we're going to put them in because they're the two-time defending national champions.
You put them in because they're one of the best four teams in the country.
And if they're not, they don't get in. So you don't.
Like Kirby said, if anybody in that committee room doesn't think we're one of the best four teams in the country, they're in the wrong profession.
You lost Alabama.
By 3 points.
You didn't win your conference.
You're 12-1 and favored by 14 teams that this stupid committee's got ranked over you.
You know, here's the other thing. Georgia fans, here's the other thing.
You admit you're not a real Georgia fan now.
No, I am a Georgia fan. I just want everybody to be able to take off the delusional glasses here. You were, what did you say, 12-1? 12-1. You were 12. The key word, the key number there is 12-1. There's a 13-0 team that didn't get in, Georgia fans. They didn't lose a game and they didn't get in. You did and you're not in. Keep some perspective here.
So let me ask you a question.
Here we go with these circular trap questions.
Is Georgia better than Michigan?
We're going to talk about this in the next segment.
Oh, okay.
We're going to talk about...
Well, the butthurt list. Oregon, you suck. Texas A&M. you suck worse. Florida. I'm not even going to comment. Ohio State, welcome back to reality, Buckeyes. College football fans, you get the royal shafting by the college football manipulators and talking heads of the world on ESPN who's ruining college football.
I thought they did a good job.
Yeah.
Fast Fire Pizza, built and cooked right in front of you. Blaze Pizza in the Target Shopping Center. Build your own pizza with unlimited toppings at no extra charge. Different daily specials Monday through Friday. Kids Eat Free Mondays. Fletzy Discount Tuesday. Student Discount Day on Fridays and more. Locally owned and operated by one of your neighbors. Order ahead or for pickup. 912-275-8270. Online at blazepizza.com.
At Jack's Tire and Brake, we understand the economy is tough. That's why we will always give a fair and honest price. No games, no surprises, just honest folks you know and trust. Whether it's tires, brakes, AC suspension, or any minor mechanic work, Jack's Tire and Brake will treat you right. So come on into Jack's Tire and Brake at 485 Warren Mason Road, off of 341 behind Racetrack and KFC, or give us a call 912-265-8674 and find us on Facebook.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Check them out on Facebook, J.C. Strother Company, where there are no such things as island prices. And be sure to stop on in for all James Hardy siding and products. And, of course, go Dogs! It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Hey sports fans, great news. Max Barbecue's second location is now open. Right next to Grandy's off Cypress Mill Road in Brunswick. Monday through Saturday, 11 to 3, 912-342-7967. And you can visit your friends at our original location for lunch and dinner in Sterling across from the Jane Macon Light. 912-275-8271. Max Barbecue, two great locations, one great taste, and give them a like on Facebook.
Trip me out when we go to break, and then during break we'll have a wrestling conversation, and then you pretend like you don't know who the people are.
What are you talking about?
Just now.
I watch AEW. I don't watch a lot of WWE anymore.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I follow, I read about it, but I don't really watch that much anymore.
Well, okay. Yeah, you just trip me out when you pretend like, you know, you don't know what I'm talking about.
I mean, you're one of these CM Punk cult followers, dude. I mean,
I do like CM Punk.
Okay. I don't care that much for the man.
Except you did when he was in AEW.
I didn't care for him much there neither. Oh. He's a draw.
Yep.
I mean, that's he makes money.
Yes, for sure. No argument there. Do you want to do the college football playoff thing?
Yeah, we can.
All right. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
We may not have time after I do this brief, but go ahead.
It's brought to you by Gold Coast Coast Guards, by Wild Adventures, and by Southeast Georgia Health System.
Wild Adventures Christmas Wild and Bright is a brand new Christmas celebration featuring millions of lights, new festive displays, musical entertainment, and more. Select days, November 18th through December 31st. Marvel at the breathtaking new animated musical light show, The Carol of the Animals, presented...
Just do the front page.
...on seven towering Christmas trees floating on the center of the lake. Enjoy the new gingerbread village where you can take photos with life-size gingerbread man, toast s'mores over an open flame, and enjoy free hot chocolate at night. Take a boardwalk stroll on the all-new Wonder Walk and see real South Georgia wetlands decked with thousands of lights and Christmas displays. That they got lights on the alligators, too.
I hope so.
Stop by Santa's Outpost and meet old Saint Nick and give him your Christmas wish list. You won't want to miss the snowstorm party and the story time and cookie decorating with Mrs. Claus. Experience the even brighter Candy Cane Express. Snag a photo with giant illuminated giraffes. Enjoy a live performance of the Miracle of Christmas Living Nativity. And experience your favorite rides illuminated by more than a million festive lights. WildAdventures.com.
I think there needs to be some conversation. We've had conversation about Texas, Georgia, Alabama, and Florida State, right? Those four teams seem to dominate the conversation about who's in and who should have been in and why they're not. But no one's really talking about Washington and Michigan, about them being in or if they should have been in. Michigan won, you know, this is a point that I have heard not a lot, but I've heard it mentioned. Michigan won something like seven games without Jim Harbaugh on the sideline.
Who the heck did they play in those seven games?
Well, they
beat Ohio State. Penn
State, Penn State and Ohio State were two of the games, that, you know, the two big ones they had. But the point I'm making here is the college football committee has a team who gets caught cheating twice in the same season, and they put them in the college football playoff. There was no conversation here about Michigan. Well, Michigan is stealing signs. Michigan shouldn't have been doing this. Maybe Michigan isn't as good as we think they are because they were cheating. Not a peep about that.
Well, I mean, you know the college football playoff committee loves the Big Ten.
I'm just saying I'm stunned that that wasn't a narrative, at least in the conversation of who should be in or who should be out, but you didn't hear a single solid syllable about it.
No, because they were interested on doing a hatchet job on Florida State, and they did.
And they did, and I agree with you. So my point is that Florida State deserved to be in more than Michigan, because there is no controversy around Florida State of whether they're getting their wins fairly or not.
You're talking about a committee that during the 2020 COVID season, the Big Ten wasn't going to play football. Then they started up in the middle of the season, played six games, and they put Ohio State in the playoff.
That's right.
And then you're talking about...
That's right. I'd forgotten that.
They put a 6-0 Ohio State team in the college football playoff in 2020. And what do? They get curb stomped by Alabama.
Yep. I remember that now. I had totally forgotten about the COVID
year.
Six games.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there was they had to rewrite the bylaws.
A&M gets left out with a 9-1 record.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they had to rewrite the bylaws to allow Ohio State to participate.
They did.
Yes, they did.
So you talk about there ain't any bias in the room? The room is built on bias.
All I'm saying is, well, this particular point, Michigan got caught cheating twice in the same season. Their head coach gets suspended for a total of seven games. Seven games. That's more than half the year.
Right.
And no one had a peep about maybe we should take a look at some of these Michigan wins, and maybe they don't get as much credit as we should give them. If we're willing to knock out an undefeated Florida State team, why are we not having a conversation about an undefeated Michigan team that got caught cheating?
That played they played two ranked teams the whole year?
Regardless, you got caught, and I get your point.
And they cheated.
They cheated. You kept out an undefeated team, and you put in an undefeated team that got caught cheating. So the point I'm making here with Michigan, and I got many other points here, but with Michigan, the point is, if you're going to leave out an undefeated team, maybe it should be the one that got caught cheating.
Here's my biggest gripe.
Okay.
After the Ohio State-Michigan game, okay?
Okay.
I mean, Ohio State was second and third in the top four. After the Ohio State-Michigan game, they put Florida State in the four spot the week before. And Florida State was undefeated. They were, 11-0? Beats Florida the same weekend. You know, they're 12-0. They're in the rankings at number four. A week later, they drop a 13-0 Florida State team out after the week before saying, well, you can only beat who you're playing against on your schedule and blah, blah, blah. Quarterback, you had this whatever clown from NC State, Corrigan, that's running the committee talk and came on TV and said it doesn't make a difference about the quarterback position. They're winning football games. And then a week later, the same guy's got the nerve to come on TV and say, well, Florida State's a different football team without their starting quarterback. Well, no crap, Sherlock.
Here's another argument. That Boo Corrigan guy, I said earlier I didn't know who he is. Obviously, I do. Boo Corrigan came out and said, pertaining to Florida State, that it matters how you win. Doesn't just matter with as many teams as they had to pick from. It doesn't just matter that you win. It matters how you win. And he went on to say that the win that Florida State had over Florida wasn't pretty. The win that Florida State had over Louisville wasn't pretty. And so that mattered to the committee.
The beauty contest.
That mattered to the committee about how Florida State won. However, no conversation, if you're going to make that point, no conversation was had about 4th and 31 on the plains with Alabama needing a miracle.
Two miracles, a muff punt to get to 4th and 31.
And they get the 4th and 31, and they throw a pass to beat an Auburn team who just got smashed the week before by New Mexico State. It matters how you win.
But then you turn around and, oh, they beat Georgia. So if the committee thought that highly of the Georgia Bulldogs, how in the hell are they not in the rankings?
We will continue this conversation, and particularly that point, on the other side.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy in the Bluestein Shopping Center. Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Trying to find great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer. The Strike Zone at the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. Bowling, arcade, and blacklight mini golf. The Strike Zone has something for the entire family. Call or go online and reserve for your next event or birthday party. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
For hometown, honest, friendly service from a name you can trust, come on in to Bruce Kennedy Tire. For almost 20 years, Bruce Kennedy and family have been taking care of our friends and neighbors in the Golden Isles. 2928 North Street, across from Dollar General. Tires, alignments, minor mechanic, and AC work. 912-264-6578. Pop on in. We'd love to see you. Monday through Thursday, 7 to 4:30, and Fridays, 7 to 3:30. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
If you live in the Golden Isles, then chances are you get your fishing pole out a lot. And we all know bait matters. For the best bait shrimp in coastal Georgia, get out to Bennett's Bait. Right off the St. Simons Causeway at 1 FJ Tourist Causeway. Right on the river, off the third bridge coming off the island. Bennett's Bait has been helping fishermen and women land that big one since 1953. Stop on in or give us a call at 912-230-3229. That's Bennett's Bait.
It's a great debate. It's a great debate. Great point that Kit brought up in the break. If Oregon beats Washington, right, and Oregon's a one-loss Pac-12 winner, and then Georgia beats Alabama. Well, even if with Georgia's loss over Alabama, that's what you were saying. Even with Georgia losing to Alabama, if Oregon beats Washington, one loss, Pac-12 winner, and then Georgia still loses to Alabama, does Georgia get in instead of Oregon?
Yes.
You mean you sound pretty confident about that?
Oh, but there's nothing confident. I'm talking about, I'm from putting the four best teams in the thing. I'm not from this most deserving, everybody gets a trophy type mentality that we have ruling this country nowadays. Most deserving, everybody gets a trophy, even if you go 1-12 in rec ball, everybody gets a trophy. So I don't subscribe to that. You get trophies when you win.
Okay. Oregon beats Washington, and you think that Georgia still gets in over them. You know, we were talking about something just ridiculous. Follow the math here, listenership. Alabama, both Alabama and Texas, each jumped four spots in the final ranking to jump over Florida State. Georgia fell five spots in the final ranking to accommodate that jump.
That is correct. And then they based Alabama's jump off beating the Georgia Bulldogs, who were the consensus best team in the country forever, all season long, and they justified the jump by that. So my question is, if Georgia is, in the committee's eyes, the best team far and away all year long, how do you drop them five spots?
You know, sometimes the best team doesn't win.
Sometimes the best team loses the playoffs. Loses the one at the wrong time. That's what that boils down to.
I mean, that's happened before too, especially in the BCS days.
Yeah, so this committee, it all points out to the fact that, like I've said all week, I wrote an article this week
on thesouthernsportsedition.com. It's a really good article. You should check it out.
I mean, college football, you know, Division One, whatever you want to call it, is the only major sport in the country that doesn't have a true playoff system. The playoff system is based on subjective metrics that people in a room sit in and lobby for and pick the teams they want in, but it's not a true playoff system.
You've got four athletic directors in the current athletic directors in the room from Power Five conferences. And you're going to tell me that those athletic directors are not lobbying or debating against other particular conferences? That's not happening?
Yes, it's happening.
I mean, come on.
So you don't have a true playoff system, and that's been the argument about all this from the get-go. 12-team playoffs not going to solve it either. So, I mean, you got to get to the point where you got to have a new governing body. The NCAA is a joke. Even look what they did with Michigan. I mean, a hand slap, a deal. Oh, we're going to give you three-game suspension, Jim Harbaugh, and then you'll be back eligible to coach in the Big Ten championship game and a possible playoff run. That's no punishment. That's just pacifying people. So the NCAA is a joke, and then you don't have a true playoff system. Go to two major conferences, 24, 30 teams in each. I don't care how you do it. Split them up in divisions. Play, have a playoff system. Determine a champion and have the two play for a national championship. That's a true playoff system.
So, to your point, I don't think that we're very far away from that, and here's why. Would you agree with me that Florida State is considered a blue blood in college football?
Of course they are.
Okay. So
that's been down for a decade,
but they're still
but
a
they're
blue
back.
Blood.
They're back.
But they're still a blue blood. Yes,
yes
or no?
Correct.
Okay. When you think of college football royalty, Florida State is in that conversation, correct?
Over the last 30 years. Correct.
Okay. All right. So my point is Florida State's a blue blood, and the college football committee still had no problem leaving a blue blood. We're not talking the TCU. We're not talking Baylor. We're not talking Kansas State. We're talking the Florida State Seminoles. All that history, all that tradition, Bobby Bowden, the whole nine yards, Charlie Ward, do what Peter Ward, you do what you want. And they still still had the backbone to leave that team, that program, out of the college football playoff. And so now you got to ask yourself, well, why? They were undefeated. They were the only undefeated team that did not get in, and they were a blue blood.
Ever.
How did that happen? It happened because the ACC has no bite. Their television network deal sucks. They have no power. They have no leverage. And so what this says, to your point, Kip, to Florida State, to the Clemsons of the world, to the North Carolinas of the world, which you all heard about this stuff happening weeks and weeks ago, it is now time
to bolt,
to get out of the ACC, because the precedent has now been set.
And you can argue that in court.
The precedent has now been set. That's right. The precedent's been set. The College Football Committee is not going to allow ACC teams in situations like this to get into the college football playoff, whether it's 4, 8, 12, 16, 25, it doesn't matter. The ACC is now officially in trouble.
Trouble. And, you know, it's time to leave. I mean, get out, do whatever you need to do to get out of that conference. Have you heard any word this week from the Atlantic Coast Conference commissioner?
Not a word, not a peep, not even an email that leaked saying this. You know why? Because the television networks told him to shut his mouth, and he doesn't have a large enough chunk of change invested in ESPN not to say, screw you.
Texas is coming to the SEC. They're in the playoff. Washington's coming to the Big Ten. They're in the playoff. Alabama is the king of the SEC. They're in the playoff. And then you got cheating Michigan from the Big Ten that's in the playoff. So there you have it.
If you want to know who's driving the college football narrative and who's making the decisions on what teams get in, look at the television dollars.
And ESPN.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. The GHSA High School Football Playoffs will crown champions next week in Single A Division II, Bowdoin versus Manchester. Division I will be Swainsboro versus Prince Avenue. In Double A, Rockmart and Pierce. Triple A, Savannah Christian and Cedar Grove. In 4A, Perry and Stockbridge, Coffee and Creekside will play for the 5A title. Thomas County Central and Woodward Academy square off in 6A. And in 7A, Milton and Walton. In the GISA, Fowlwood knocked off undefeated John Millage to win the AAA title. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery to get you back in the game quickly and safely. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons work with everyone from weekend warriors to high school and professional athletes. We'll design a game plan just for you. We'll help you navigate diagnosis, treatment, surgery, and physical therapy using the latest techniques and technology. And we'll even show you the best ways to prevent future injuries. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit. Or call 912-466-7340 to learn more and schedule your appointment. That's 912-466-7340.
Introducing exciting Wild Adventures Christmas Wild and Bright, powered by Colquitt EMC. Sparkling with over 2 million lights and one brilliant holiday wonder after another, including the all-new Carol of the Animals Lake Show, featuring seven towering magical Christmas trees. It's our biggest, brightest, wildest celebration ever. November 18th through December 31st. Get Christmas and all of 2024 with a season pass at wildadventures.com. Right now, save $25 per pass.
Golden Coast Golf Carts is the premier golf cart rental and sales company in South Georgia, and we have inventory, both new and used, Club Car and Star Dealer, and we will deliver no matter where you are. 912-275-7725. Electric, gas, lifted, standard, we have them all. Golden Coast Golf Carts will beat any manufacturer's price and most prices below MSRP. Golden Coast Golf Carts in Brunswick at the end of the St. Simons Island Causeway. GoldenCoastGolfCarts.com.